The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. I've been doing quite the shenanigans while we've been gone. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com, where the stuff that nobody stocks, they got it in stock. Hillary Clinton was kind enough this past April 11th in New York to have a conversation on gun violence. And there she touted her stance to fight against the law that has, according to her, made it impossible for people to sue gun manufacturers. Even though Century Arms is in the middle of a lawsuit right now. Since the beginning of her campaign, Hillary Clinton has shown her complete ignorance of or deliberate disregard for the potential liability of firearms manufacturers. But who cares about facts? Her gun control agenda is focused on emotion, regardless of the truth. On a daily basis, I talk to firearm dealers, I talk to manufacturers, and their businesses are just nothing but one big patchwork of liability, both civil and criminal. What the law does is protect them from the misplaced emotion of overreaching plaintiffs and ambulance-chasing lawyers. But otherwise, their business is a tricky one that requires constant and careful diligence. Congress passed a law giving the manufacturers some protection for good reason. If they did not, manufacturers would soon be put out of business for the actions of criminals. And this could spread to cars. It could spread to knives. It could spread to chainsaws. Anything out there that somebody could use something for that might go awry, then potentially they could be sued. The situation would basically be allowing backdoor gun control, as Americans would no longer be able to exercise their right to keep and bear arms if they can't find a gun to buy. Now, here's an excerpt from a book called Infringed, explaining the law that currently provides some protection for firearms manufacturers. There's no doubt that firearms manufacturers come under fire after mass shootings. Victims, families, and the general population look for someone to blame other than the criminal who is actually to blame. This phenomena is in and of itself mildly conversation worthy. It is more interesting that Congress passed a law in 2005 to protect these people from this type of negligence lawsuit. The Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act is a law that requires that a lawsuit must be thrown out if the person filing the lawsuit claims a manufacturer or dealer was negligent in manufacturing a firearm because firearms can kill other people. Bushmaster! Judge Bellis, if you will. Manufacturers and dealers can still be held liable for defective products, breach of contract, criminal misconduct, or other violations of the law. You may be thinking that many other products pose a similar risk or injury to other people. Similar laws protect manufacturers of automobiles and power tools and other dangerous products from overzealous plaintiffs looking for someone to blame for the actions of an individual or the negligence of an individual. So, now we have this thing with Bushmaster and Sandy Hook. There was a similar suit after the Aurora Theater shootings in Colorado, and plaintiffs sued the online ammunition manufacturer. The federal judge, deciding the Aurora Theater case, not only threw it out, but also ordered that the plaintiffs pay the legal fees of the company they sued. While they were rightfully tossed to the curb, the Sandy Hook plaintiffs refiled a lawsuit in state court, and a judge allowed the misguided plaintiffs to proceed with the case. And gun control advocates also continue to appeal for the repeal of the PLCAA. Now, first and foremost, okay, I don't deal in emotion. I deal in fact. I deal in statistics. I deal in history. And these deals that I use, they're all black and white. I mean, it's the stuff that's out there, the stuff that I quote, is just. It's like the sky, and it's like the ground underneath us, and the law of gravity. It's all natural stuff. People that want to rule things by emotion. And, I mean, right now Hillary Clinton is out there saying that all the guns in New York that are causing crime in New York are coming from Vermont. She's out there saying that the gun industry is the only one that's completely above all things. They have complete immunity from all things. We can draw a couple of conclusions from this. One, Hillary Clinton, well, if you ever want to hear some really good stuff about her, read some of the stuff that some of her old Secret Service details used to write about her. She was a real peach. She's either a woefully or willfully completely, totally ignorant slut, got an agenda, gonna roll tyrant. Yeah, I said it. If it turned out that the best weapon for self-defense, the big equalizer among people, was a martial art weapon, maybe, or some oratory that you could deliver or something like that, I would be all around that. If it turned out that guns were not the way to go, if it turned out that guns turned us all into the evil, frothing monsters that the ignorant slut Clintons of the world would make you out to be, I'd be all for getting rid of them. But they don't. A gun in my hands has the same subliminal capability on me as, say, a number two pencil. Less, because when I have a gun in my hands, I'm acutely aware of everything my hands are doing while holding that gun. I don't caress it, I hold it. I don't look at guns and say, oh, they're objects of desire. They are tools, albeit mine are nice. I have a very nice set of wrenches. But Clinton, and now to a degree, all of these people, do you understand that they'll say whatever they have to say in front of somebody? Anybody to get their vote to get elected. Although Clinton would go for the big tamale. Even though she has refuted, she's calling her husband's crime bill, she's calling that as an incorrect thing to do, even though that was Bill Clinton. And as much as I dislike Bill Clinton was a better president than Hillary Clinton could ever hope to be. Okay, Bill Clinton had some presidential tendencies. He had some little picadillos like all of these guys do, because none of these guys are heroes. None of these guys are heroes. Getting out there and pinning all of your hopes and, hopes and dreams on this one person, you're setting yourself up for disappointment, for heartbreak, if you will. So bear all that in mind, if you would. I'm going to do everything in my power to fight her. If she wins the election, that doesn't mean anything. Look at Obama certainly has tried everything he possibly could. Obama has tried everything he possibly could. And he couldn't get gun control when he had everything. Although he didn't try. He might could have gotten it in 2008, 9, and up to 2010. He never tried, though. Good. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Going back in time, but coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. Let me take you back to Beaver Creek, Ohio. This is where John Crawford, remember John Crawford? Young black man in a Walmart, going to buy a BB gun. Bought it, grabbed the BB gun. Was walking around Walmart with the BB gun. A guy there, supposedly a, and I'm going to put it this way, and Marines, please don't take this the wrong way. I'm only applying this to this one guy. Supposedly a ex-Marine made a deceptive 911 call saying that there was a guy running around in the Walmart with a gun, loading rounds into it and pointing it at children. The cops show up. They blow John Crawford clean out of his shoes. And a woman there has a heart attack and dies. In Beaver Creek, the special prosecutor, Mark, and perfect last name for this guy. I don't know why I like it, but his last name is Peepmeyer. Mark Peepmeyer released a decision this past Monday. He is declining to prosecute the 911 caller who reported a man waving a gun at the Beaver Creek Walmart before police fatally shot the shopper who was there to buy an air rifle. Peepmeyer stated that a Greene County grand jury heard all the evidence of the shooting August 5th, 2014, including the actions of the caller, and had the authority to indict anyone they believed had criminal culpability in the shooting, including the caller. However, the grand jury did not bring charges. He also said the original call was basically, I am at the Beaver Creek Walmart and there's a man walking around with a gun in the store. The remainder of his conversation was mostly answers in response to questions from a dispatcher. His findings state that the charge of making false alarms requires that the defendant know the information he was transmitting was false. But he did not find any evidence that the caller knew any of the information was false. However, this guy was supposed to be a former military member. Now, every person in the military, whether you are a cook or a combat engineer, whether you are a telegraph operator or a special forces operator, everybody takes the same basic infantry training upon induction into the armed services. And you learn what a weapon is. Well, you learn what one weapon is anyway, but you learn a lot of things. Like, first of all, a BB gun has a very small bore, a very small hole in the muzzle, whatever you want to call it. Where the BB is going to come out is the size of a BB. BB guns have a look. They just have a look that you know when you're looking at a BB gun. I know a lot of cops shoot kids with them and say, well, you couldn't tell if it was a real gun. And, you know, maybe with distance and everything else. But this guy was supposed to be... He's supposed to be a former military member. He had to know he was exaggerating when he claimed that Crawford was loading the rifle. You know, the magazine of the BB gun was fixed and molded in the frame. He also had to know he was exaggerating and maybe intentionally lying when he claimed Crawford pointed the BB gun at people. It simply did not happen in the store's security camera footage, which was synced to his 911 call. Officers thought they were responding to a real threat instead of a guy holding a product that the store sold and was benignly talking on the phone thanks to Richie's deceptive call. As a result, Beaver Creek Police Officer Sean Williams shot Crawford to death while Crawford was on the phone. Security camera footage suggests that Crawford never even knew anyone was there until two rounds hit him in the body. And then that was his wake-up call. A woman named Angela Williams was in the store and panicked when she heard the officer's gunfire. She attempted to flee the store with her children. She had a heart attack and died. Thank you for Mr. Ritchie's very deceptive call. Very vile and rabid gun control groups like the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence routinely advocate the practice of swatting gun owners. Sometimes when I'm sitting around and I'm considering this, And I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? Because I don't live in California, and I'm not subject to a gun violence restraining order. When I think about the things that these guys call for, I wonder what they would do if we're not on TV, if we're not in an interview context, if they're not in a suit, if it's me and if it's them. And I wonder how brave they really are. And I already know the answer to that. But I just have this sneaking suspicion they're going to force us to answer our own question. By refusing to prosecute Mr. Ritchie, Mark Pietmeyer is effectively greenlighting swatting in Ohio. When the next innocent person is swatted to death in Ohio, I'll be talking tomorrow with Sean Maloney about this, because I'm sure he's way up in arms on this. This Pietmeyer cat, he's the one that's going to be accountable. Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is accountable. Pietmeyer is accountable. I don't know what the grand jury had to say. I don't care what the grand jury had to say. It was all based upon the case. Did they get to see the video that was synced with Richie's call? Did they get to see the BB gun? Did any of that get to be seen? I don't know. Anyway, I've crossed swords with many of these smug little punks that think that, you know, their words and their white pressed dress shirt is armor, and that their words are okay, and nothing ever is going to happen to them. That they can say and do whatever they want, and we're not going to do anything. We're just going to take it. That was the whole impetus, this whole idea that you should just be peaceful and take it. When Bodhi Dharma came upon this monastery in the mountains of China, and he found these guys that were there saying, peace is the way, and we should just take the beatings. He said, if you want to have peace, you're going to have to learn how to turn this the other way around. And thus, martial arts were born. Kung Fu, Shaolin, Gung Fu, whatever you want to call it. That's how it was born. That was the Shaolin monastery that he found these guys at. Being peaceful does not mean that you aren't prepared to bring it. It just means you're making a choice. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. I'm so glad the clump of junk is not in my neck right now. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Time to have Mr. Haywood back here, I think, to talk about stuff. Rand Paul, finally, somebody in the government stands up and says, I've had enough of this junk. He's introduced the Protecting Gun Rights and Due Process Act. This aims to put an end to the Obama administration's, and hence anybody else that follows him, to those unconstitutional executive orders to deny Second Amendment rights to any citizen with an elective representative for Social Security or veterans benefits it deems unfit. To date, this has resulted in nearly 200,000 veterans losing their right to keep and bear arms. The VA has reportedly declared 260,381 veterans with fiduciary trustees to the background check system as mentally defective. And according to the Congressional Research Service, over 99% of all names reported to NICS as mental defective are provided by the VA. This is one of the reasons I'm not involved in the VA yet. Paul's bill would abolish his executive action, which allows the infringement on the gun rights of 4.2 million citizens enrolled in Social Security Administration and the Veterans Administration, and would restore gun rights to veterans, seniors, and others who had already had their gun rights revoked. If passed, it would also block states and agencies from submitting individual records to the federal NICS No Guns database without due process in an actual court of law, complete with the right to counsel and a hearing. The bill introduced last week is now supported by the National Association of Gun Rights and Gun Owners of America. Personal Liberty reports that Rand Paul is saying his Protective Gun Rights and Due Process Act will stop the Obama administration's quiet gun grab in its tracks by requiring SSA and VA to get a doctor's opinion before reporting anyone to the FBI as unfit for gun ownership. He states, and I like this, "I refuse to stand idly by while the Obama administration unilaterally strips away gun rights from our nation's veterans and seniors. The Protecting Gun Rights and Due Process Act will provide necessary protection for gun-owning Americans and ultimately ensure that the Second Amendment is not infringed upon. In addition to requiring that seniors and vets are only reported to the NICS after proper medical review, his legislation would require the Attorney General to review the names reported to the FBI on a yearly basis to ensure that the VA and SSA official are in compliance with the legislation. He also wants the names already reported by the VA and SSA reviewed. Dudley Brown, the president of the National Association of Gun Rights, who I will, he's correct in this, otherwise don't listen to him, says his new bill is the only one in Congress that would block, not expand, the loopholes that have allowed President Obama to categorically strip Second Amendment rights from thousands of law-abiding veterans, senior citizens, and other gun owners without due process. Simply put, this bill protects the constitutionally guaranteed right to due process for gun owners by providing that no individual or group of individuals can become prohibited persons and lose their gun rights by the president's executive fiat. Rand Paul's always been tough on the Second Amendment. He's always been out there. Now, finally, I've talked about holsters. I've talked about carrying a gun in your car. Let's talk about picking a gun in the remaining time we have in this. There's a lot of stuff out there. Picking a holster, there's a lot of stuff out there. Picking a gun, there is a lot of stuff out there. For anybody, I saw some people today at a gun shop. They were looking at all the little single stack 9mm. And they finally picked the Shield, which I thought was a great idea. But sometimes there's a few too many choices. Because the market is absolutely saturated with choices. If you ask a concealed carrier what they think that you should get, you're going to get a host of opinions. Most of them will probably tell you to get what they carry or what they prefer. And in truth, that's entirely subjective. The person shopping for their first concealed carry gun or a gun that's better concealed than what they already have will have to figure out what they are looking for in a concealed carry pistol. So what should you look for? First thing to consider is you're going to be carrying this gun all day. This is where the holster and the way you carry it in the car and all this stuff, this all comes together in one big collision. Now, it's not a Herculean task to carry one. It is an extra few pounds that you're going to be carting around with you all day. So make sure that the pistol or pistols you're carrying, looking to carry, is not going to make carrying it a chore. Right here, I'm carrying a Glock 19. This one is substantially lighter because it was done over by Agency Arms, which is, that helps. That helps to lighten up the gun. This is, sometimes I now carry a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield as well, depending on what I'm wearing. When I'm wearing workout wear, because it is so lightweight and because I do have a holster that works with workout wear, which now that I've lost a few pounds, I can wear a belly band finally. I carry the gun that way, and I carry it completely secured and completely comfortable. So that works that way, and I carry that gun that way when I'm wearing that kind of clothing, the kind of clothing I'm wearing today. With just a pair of shorts, with a belt, it's going to be this. Or the Glock 17. Still haven't figured out what the Glock 21 fits, just in my little daily carry, because I am a 9mm kind of guy. I've kind of figured that out. I like shooting something hard, fast, and many times. So take that into account. You're going to be carrying something all day. Matt Masada Yub, when he was on here, one of the things that I haven't liked about these single-stack guns that I prefer with the double-stack guns is, yes, capacity. But according to him, you know, most of the gunshots, you know, it's going to be 6 gunshots and it's going to be done. And in my first magazine and with the first load in the M&P Shield, I've got 9. Spare magazine is 8 more. For most self-defense purposes, I am covered. Now, for multiple opponents, now we're talking a completely different animal. As a minimum, then you're looking for this. You're looking for the Glock. You're looking for the high capacity of the double stack. And you're looking for multiple reloads if it comes down to it. Everybody's heard that story about that cop that carried 147 rounds of ammo. I think we talked about it here. Because he shot the guy about 18 or 19 times with a Glock 21. And it was finally the last shot that killed him. So having all that stuff is nice and everything, but when you're going to concealed carry, one of the things you want to take into consideration is that you're going to be carrying this thing all day. Safety features, train with your gun, because your biggest safety is you knowing how to use the trigger finger and when not to stick it in the trigger guard. That is monumental. Caliber is another consideration. There's some 380 automatic ammo that works. There's 22 ammo. I mean, carry a gun, but I like 9mm. 9mm is as low as I'm going to go, and it's as high as I'm going to go now, apparently. I got 45, but, you know, carrying 9mm all the time. A 9mm round or millimeter or 38 special on a full-size pistol is a breeze to shoot. In a compact, the recoil can be a bit more of a snap. In a 1911, the 45 AC is very easy to shoot in a compact gun. It's going to be heavy. So try it before you buy it. Build up your confidence in your gear. Having confidence in what you're carrying helps an awful lot. It helps an awful lot. And look at the price. Price is going to be important, too. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public. allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Talk some good stuff now. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. Right now, America is looking for something. They're looking for a leader. We're looking for a warrior. We're looking for somebody to lead or to save the country or to fight for us or to fight for America as other leaders in this country work so diligently to destroy it. Time has never been more vital for a very strong man of character, fortitude, strength, honor, and love of country to take the charge. There's a school of thought out there, and Limbaugh talked about it the other day, where there are certain Republicans that are going to vote for Hillary instead of Cruz or instead of Trump because they are more content keeping their current position and their little fief than anything else. And they don't think the country is in duress. They think, what, $18, $19 trillion in debt is okay. They think it's okay to be looked upon as a big target by ISIS, or to be pushed around by Russia, or to be pushed around by North Korea or Iran. You know, Iran wants access to our trade, to our banks, to Wall Street, to stuff like that. And their EU is pressuring the United States to do that. So instead of having that, you know, we're looking for a warrior, which we're not going to get. The Republican establishment doesn't care if we get that. They don't care if we get that. That would be, having somebody like that would be quite the opposite of the man we have at the helm right now. Let's go back to the one that was there first. Let's go back to Washington. Washington was a man's man. He had a commanding presence. He was either 6'2 or 6'4, and depending on differing reports, he was extremely tall for the time. He wore a size 12 boot. He had very large hands and hips, and he possessed phenomenal physical strength. He was also considered to be one of the finest horsemen of his day, which is like saying, you know, a stunt driver. He was also a very humble man who didn't speak very much. Compare that to the egotistical, narcissistic head case we have in office today. As a matter of fact, he preferred not to speak in a group setting at all if he could avoid it. His courage and his bravery were manifest in everything he did, most directly involved in fighting the war to create the United States of America. But even before that, actually, his sense of duty and honor and acting on the moral codes involved came naturally to him. First such occurrence to achieve notoriety happened when he was serving as an aide-de-camp to General Edward Braddock with the British forces during the French and Indian War. Braddock and his troops were surprised by the enemy near a military installation outside of what is now Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And when General Braddock was shot off his horse for the fifth time that day, and grievously wounded, Washington, with neither authority nor any experience, simply took over and started giving the troops orders. His commands worked and enabled the British troops to form a rear guard, allowing a safe retreat. Unfortunately, Braddock died of his injuries 3 days later, despite having been carried off the battlefield by Washington himself. Even more remarkable was that this occurred following a not-quite-finished battle with dysentery that delayed him up for 10 days just prior to his fight, which dysentery back then was big. That was a big thing. During the battle, two horses were shot out from under him, and he would later find 4 bullet holes in his coat, any of which, had they been lodged in his body, would have been fatal. He was, in fact, the only officer who wasn't killed by the French and Indian troops that day. Years later, there was an Indian chief that traveled to meet Washington due to this battle, and he said to General Washington, "Our rifles were leveled. Rifles which, but for you, knew not how to miss. I am come to pay homage to the man who could never die in battle." Years later, during the Revolutionary War at the Battle of Princeton, he charged into a fight where an American regiment had supposedly already lost the battle. Soldiers were fleeing from the conflict every which way, and when Washington saw this, he called out to the running man, "Parade with us, my brave fellows. There is but a handful of the enemy, and we will have them directly." quite cheerful of him. Getting the troops into formation, he rode out in front of them and told them not to fire until he gave the word, and then he charged forth until he was 30 yards away from the line of British troops. Standing in the middle of the two armies, he then ordered his people to fire. When they were all firing, the smoke was so dense nobody could see anything. And when it cleared, Washington was sitting upright on his horse, very calm, very resolute. It was said that Colonel Fitzgerald, his aide, burst into tears upon seeing the commander alive, not expecting to see his general in that condition again. Washington ran up to him and said, "Hey, we won this one." This time there were 6 bullet holes in his coat. There was yet another battle where he saw a friendly fire incident occurring, and without pause he drew his sword and galloped through the two lines of infantry, shooting at each other, using it to knock up the muskets of his troops to keep them from continuing to fire at each other. This was a guy who led from the front. His examples of extraordinary bravery and courage and his warrior-like tendencies in the face of insurmountable odds are legion. He never shirked from his duty as a soldier, as a general, and as a patriot, as a fellow freedom fighter, nor later as a president. To sit back and say that he was an inspiration to his men does not come close to how his boys, as he called them, regarded him. His boys knew that he had spent the entire war fighting to provide his men with uniforms and weapons and ammunition and money, everything that they needed to succeed. And at that time, the Continental Congress didn't want to provide it. At the end of the war, the boys were not in a good mood. They hadn't been paid in quite a long time, and there were threats of mutiny. Once again, to save the day, Washington, who loathed making public addresses, agreed to speak to the troops. Then their general stood in front of them in his now white hair. He never wore a wig. He reached into a jacket pocket and removed a pair of spectacles to place on his nose. They gasped to see that he would show such a weakness that his eyes are bad. He sensed this and he said, "You must pardon me, for I have grown not only gray but blind in the service to my country." Among the group of his boys, everybody got very... There were no dry eyes. A few of them were openly sobbing. There doesn't seem to be a tough guy running for any office now.
And to the shock of the supposed experts, Americans are flocking to the one guy who seems to be the toughest, and that's Trump. And the toughness is still all talk right now, but demonstrating any strength at all after the 7.5 years of what we've been witnessing can make all Americans who love their country be nostalgic for a time when men like Washington actually existed. He wouldn't. He never paused for a second to fight in spite of horrible odds, great peril. Damn the cost. He believed in a national ideal of individual liberty and freedom, and he wanted to do everything, no matter what, for the good of the nation. Three times they tried to give it all to him. They wanted to make him king instead of president. They wanted him to be King Washington, and he turned that down. He turned that down. He was never interested in power. He was interested in freedom. I don't know if such a person exists today. I don't know. I do know what the country's looking for. Because I'm looking for it. And I don't see it. Because talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Any of these guys, any of these clowns you see talking right now today, they're talking, and if they're talking military or anything else, they'd be planning to send other people to do their dirty work for them. If they're not one of these guys that have actually been out there and done it themselves, I don't have any time for this tough talk. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.